Well, welcome to the 50th episode of the Apparently Parent podcast. Oh my God, I can't believe we made it to 50 Jubilee. And in this episode, we're going to go back in time. So fasten your seatbelts, get into the DeLorean, and let's go.
Welcome to the Apparently Parent podcast. My name is Iran Katz, and I'm a clinical psychologist, a parenting counselor, and also a father. In this show, we combine the art of parenting with the science of psychology. So if you want to understand your children and yourself better, lead your family into calmer waters, and reach the end of the day with a smile on your face, you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Iran Katz.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is the 50th episode of the Apparently Parent podcast. I am very excited to be celebrating this Jubilee episode of the Apparently Parent podcast. It's been almost a year since I started this podcast, and what a ride this year has been. COVID or not COVID, I had a blast creating this podcast for you guys, and I hope you're having a blast listening to it too. I want to thank you, everyone who's listening to this episode. And to celebrate this special occasion, I wanted to create something nice. And I decided that in this episode, we're going to go back in time. Yes, yes, we are going to travel back in time, but we do not have a DeLorean for that. We have our minds for that. Because you see, our minds are a wonderful machine. Your mind, my mind, those are wonderful machines. They confuse us a lot, they help us a lot, and we can use them to learn more about ourselves. So if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, you may not know that yet, but some of the episodes of the podcast are me talking to you guys, and some of them are me talking with other parenting experts or other people who have something to contribute to the topic of parenting and raising children. And during the last year, as I was doing these talks with guests, I started to ask each and every guest one final question before the interview was over. And that question was, if you could go back in time and meet your past self before you had children and take him or her out to a cup of coffee, maybe a beer, whatever you fancy, and have a little chat with that past self just before you had children, what would you like to tell him or her about parenting, about raising children, about anything? So I asked this question almost to all of my guests during the last year, and in today's episode, I just want to share with you the answers, the wonderful answers that I got. And I think this is something worth listening to, because I really love this exercise of going back in time and kind of talk to your past self, or at least a version of your past self. Because when you do that, you gain a measure of perspective about where you came from and what have you achieved. And sometimes by trying to teach your past self something or some of the lessons that you have learned, you may learn something new yourself, or when you listen to what other had to say, or when you share your own lessons with other people, they may be inspired by you, which is kind of nice. And I just wanted to say one more thing. Just today, I had a conversation with one of my clients, and we talked about how easy it is for us humans to judge ourselves and not see our own progress when we compare ourselves to other people. And I think that in parenting, this is something we do a lot, especially in this day and age of social media. And when you compare your own parenting and your own mess of a house to other people's seemingly perfect lives, and we all know they're not perfect, right? But it's hard to see that. And it's hard to tell ourselves that we are all living the same shit and having problems and struggles. And we need to remind ourselves that we are in a journey. And as we climb a mountain, it's good not only to look ahead at the top of the mountain and how far do we still have to go. It's also good to look back to where we started and see how much we have already gone and how much progress we have already made. So this is why I really like this question. And as I've said in today's episode, I just want to share with you the many wonderful answers that I have received from guests that I have the privilege of talking to in this podcast. And maybe you didn't listen to some of those conversations, so this is also a wonderful opportunity to let you know which guests I've had on the show and which ones are of interest for you. So I wanted to thank each and every guest that I'm talking about today and those that are not mentioned. I am really appreciative that you took the time to be on this podcast and share from your own knowledge and experience with my audience. And now let's listen from my first guest, and make sure you stick around to the end because I saved the most lovely and touching answer, at least to my opinion, to the last. So stick around.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
All right, so I want to start with Charlotte Peck. Charlotte was featured in episode number 43 of this episode. She's a Montessori specialist, and this episode was titled All You Wanted to Know About Montessori with Charlotte Peck. And if you are interested in what Montessori education is, you better check this episode out. It's packed with useful information, and you can find it at theparentyparent.com/43. And now, let's hear what Charlotte wanted to say to her past self.
Wow, that is a psychologist question, isn't it?
Guilty.
If the shoe fits. Wow, I think be more kind to yourself. You're doing better than you think. And allow others to be kind to you. And, you know, finding more of a community. And that is something I mentioned, sort of, that Montessori really was that community for me in a way that I hadn't known before, because I went through this unlearning and relearning with other people who were doing the same. So I think, yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. That's a great advice, especially in this year. And also find a community. I think that's also powerful. And now I want to move to hear from Lisa Hanold. Lisa is all about screen use and how you can wisely manage the screen use of your children. You can learn more about her from the episode number 31. So you can find it at apparentlyparent.com/31. And of course, if you go to apparentlyparent.com/50, the number 50, this is the where you'll find the show notes of this episode. And I will put links to all the other interviews that I've done, mentioned and not mentioned in this episode. So yeah, let's now hear from Lisa.
What a great question. I think the biggest one that comes to mind is trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust yourself. You have the values inside. You know what makes you tick. You know how you want your family to be. So set them up for success, which in my world is it's weekly family meetings that we give compliments and we check in with everyone. It's the technology piece. 10 or 12 years ago, I was looking at this world thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm about to go into this craziness. It feels like it's so hard. So trusting myself, surrounding myself with like-minded parents so that I don't feel crazy and like I'm the only one. That's a big piece of this, is find a community that also supports giving technology, especially smartphones, to kids later. That would be the advice that comes to mind immediately, is just support support yourself, listen to your own values, and find that community.
I couldn't agree more. And again, you know, community is really powerful. And you know how it's said, it takes a village, and we don't live in villages anymore, at least, you know, not in the way that this phrase is meant to be heard. And even if you do live in a village, and even if you do have some kind of support, it's always good to find more support and also connect to your own values. This is such a powerful thing that I always talk about when I'm working with parents. It's fundamental. And it's a good time to mention that I have a workshop that is all about the parenting map, which is my framework of helping you guys move from chaos to harmony. So if you want to learn more about that, check out the show notes of this episode. And I talk a lot about finding your own values over there. Now, I want to move to Jody Svensson, who is a future guest. Her episode, it was not aired yet. It's going to be aired in a couple of weeks. Maybe even, I think it's next week. And she's an expert in everything related to gifted children. So let's hear what Jody had to share with us about what she wanted to say to her past self.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up this question, because just before we started this podcast, I was talking to my daughter about the fact that I was doing this podcast, and she asked me a similar question. So I have an answer ready for you. In my course and in my consulting, I talk about connection and how important a true connection is to your child. They're going to open up. They're going to, you know, have higher self-esteem. They're going to behave better for you if you have that connection. But for me, I was a very busy young mom working through, you know, a doctoral degree and working full-time and three kids and busy husband. And I was really task-oriented with my kids. So I felt like because we were sharing the same space, we were in the same house all the time, and I was cooking for them and, you know, doing their homework with them and driving them here and there. I felt like I had this connection because I spent so much time with them. But looking back, I don't think I spent that quality time with them, you know, on the floor playing with puzzles or talking to them and those types of things. And I'm doing it more now that I can see the importance of it.
Yeah.
But I wish I would have done it when they were younger.
I think what Jody says here is really interesting and something that we parents really need to think about, especially in these times when we are spending more and more time with our children at home, trying to work, trying to be with them, etc., etc. So figuring out what quality time means is crucial. And this actually brings me to the next guest that I want to I want you to listen to, and this is a man now, and his name is Matt Larson, and he's a founder of a wonderful foundation who does research about the relationship between parents and children, and they created a couple of nice apps both for iPhone and Android that you can learn a lot about and talking and communicating with children using their apps. It's called The Happy Child, and this is from episode number 37, and this is Matt Larson.
Well, I would definitely tell him that at least here in America, we're very focused on wealth, financial wealth, as sort of a path forward, and that is not at all based in science, that it is a very distracting thing that actually, you know, that we need to change how we look at wealth. Wealth, you know, from a science perspective, is really about those two chemicals in particular. But in a more concrete things, it's about, you know, how close is relationship with your spouse? How close is your relationship with your kids? And you know, some of these, you know, how many deep bonds do you have with friends? How often do you get together with friends that you have deep bonds with? So I would have explained to myself that the philosophy that I was working under was fundamentally flawed, and that, you know, that life would be better for me and for my kids and so on if I, you know, basically understood the research. Now, the problem was the research wouldn't have existed back then.
Yeah. All right. So you see how sometimes we learn more stuff because we grow and because the environment grows and the science grows. So it's not something we should beat ourselves down if we don't know something later in life, we learn it. It's always good to be compassionate towards our past selves as well. And from one man to another, I want to move from Matt to Steve DiPianco, who was my guest for episode number 45. Steve is the founder of Dad Ventures, which is a company helping parents, not only dads, create adventures with their children, even when they are in lockdown. And this is what Steve had to say.
I would say that for him, I think the real advice for him is really to be more, just to be a better listener, mm-hmm. is to really listen to his wife, and ultimately it comes back to the better the communication, the better he would have been at listening instead of just talking, but listening. And I think this is something that I've been guilty of for sure and have been more mindful of over the years, is sometimes my wife early on would say, hey, you're just telling me all these, you're trying to fix all my problems. You're trying to, like, what about this? Oh, you can do this. And it's like,
classic dad move.
There should be a list of classic dad moves. I would love to see that list. And so I think that's a really, that was a key lesson that took a long time mm-hmm. to learn. So the sooner it would have, knowing me, I wouldn't have really taken, it's still taken a long time to be a better listener, but the sooner I could have gotten to that point, I think the better. And that's still a work in progress. Just understanding the listening part. And even times where my wife will say something, I hear what she says, but I just interpret it and it means something else to me, what she said. It means she's trying to say something, she says something, but I interpret it to mean something else. So making sure that in that listening, that I'm confirming, mm-hmm. oh, is this what you mean? And not just taking it for granted that I understand, that we're really making sure we're getting on the same page. That really goes a long way.
Yeah. This is so good. I think I really like how Steve put the emphasis not on himself as a parent, but as a spouse. And so much of our parenting is also about the kind of relationship that we are having with our spouses, in the case that we have one. And when the tensions are high between parents, it usually, and I see it in my work a lot, it usually falls down on the shoulders of the children. So if you find yourselves not having good communication with your spouse, maybe this is something that needs to be worked on, all right? And I'm not necessarily meaning going to couples therapy, but something that you need to think about, how you're responding to your spouse. Are you responsive to your spouse? Are you getting what you need? This is a lot of what I'm dealing with right now as I'm working on my PhD thesis right now, because it's about caregiving in couples who are dealing with illness, which is a different topic, but yeah. How you communicate means a lot. And from now, I want to move to another future guest, which is going to be featured in a couple of weeks. Her name is Nicole Santamaria, and she's an occupational therapist, and she specializes in helping children work on their learning skills, different learning skills. And this is what she had to share with you.
Oh, if the me today knew 20 years ago, knew what the me today knows, me today knows.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say, I think by nature, I'm like a pretty relaxed person. I'm not a worrier. So I wouldn't tell myself not to worry. I think I would tell myself to maybe do less of, you know, try and do so many things and just pick like a few things that I can really help my kids with. And just know that at the end of the day, like the kids kind of find their way. And when we look back, we like now I can look back and be like, oh, it was really nice that I didn't do laundry for the first 18 months. My house was like the first 18 months because I had two kids back to back. And I played Thomas the Train with them under the train table. Right. Like I knew that that time I spent with them was more valuable than me having like a super clean, immaculate house.
All right. And now from one future guest to another, this is another future guest. His name is Gene Van Allen. And in the episode that will be aired with him, we will talk about communication skills and social pressure that is brought down on children's shoulders sometimes, and how we parents can make better communication with our children and help them in the jungle of the social world. And this is what Jim had to say to his past self.
As it relates to, so what would I tell my past self?
Yeah.
Like, I would tell that person to not have such a short fuse. I think there were times when my kids were really young where I would let little behavior things or a splash in the tub or you know, spilling something where I'd be like, what are you doing? You know, where I would react really strongly because I wasn't used to the chaos yet. And I call it chaos. I say that lovingly, right?
Yeah.
The kitchen being a mess, the rooms being a mess. I like to keep things nice and tight and orderly, right? So I would definitely tell that person, hey, you are going to miss this time when they are young, right? When they grow up or when they leave the house, you're going to miss, you know, the messy kitchen, the the bath time, the little things. So just try to take it in stride, I would say. And I would just say, just breathe, try to find, you know, put in the corrective behavior if you have to, but just try to smile and know that they're being kids and kids mess around. And kids get into trouble sometimes, and kids say kooky things, and kids spill stuff and write on your floor when you don't want them to. And everything can be cleaned up, you know, in my house, you know, my kitchen might get messy, but it always gets cleaned up every night, you know, and I'm going to miss the time. You're going to miss that time if you don't really enjoy it and try to look at it from a different perspective instead of just looking at it as, oh, here we go again, and trying to be negative and sigh. I would definitely tell them to just slow down a little bit.
Yes, slowing down a little bit is so important. And it is, again, something that I talk about in my mini workshop that you can purchase and watch right today. Go to apparentlyparent.com/50 to gain some more knowledge about that. It's about 90 minutes long without including many bonuses that I have there for you. And it's all about helping you move from chaos to harmony by working on yourselves using the parenting map. And I want to now conclude with two guests that I saved for last because they are very dear to my heart. So the first one is Hilary Jacobs-Hendel, and she's a fellow therapist like me, and we are both coming from the same kind of therapeutic approach, which is also known as AEDP, and I talked with her on episode number 40, so you can check it out. And she's very dear to my heart because I wanted to have her on the podcast ever since I thought about creating this podcast after reading her book, which is really, really great. It's Not Always Depression. That's the name of the book. And you can go to apparentlyparent.com/40 to listen to the episode with her, which is all about emotional work and how emotions affect parents and children, and how we can help ourselves and our children in the process. I think this is one of the best episodes that I put out there, and it's full of wonderful moments and information. And this is what Hilary shared with us.
Yes. No, I really know exactly what it is. And it's related to dealing with emotions that came up because I didn't know this. And I don't know why I didn't know this really, but I didn't. It's like I missed that meeting. Is that every child is more unique. They're their own person. And even though we sort of, at least I had the feeling that I was supposed to mold my children, that I could actually shape if they were good students or if they liked school or if they liked sports or if they wanted to play music or, you know, we're all trying to make our kids sort of be great in a way. And I would say, don't worry about that. Just be loving and kind and really try to see them, right? If they are different than you, that's just the genetic lottery. In other words, if you have a kid that's like you, it's much easier because you recognize each other. And I was always very into school and I liked getting good grades. And so I have one kid that was sort of in that vein and we could talk about those things. But I had another kid that was an artist and who struggled more, I think, as a result of my getting divorced and moved, things that happened when she was about 2 years old, which are just anxiety provoking. And I think when she started to struggle in school, I just whipped into action to solve the problem. Like there was something that she that needed help and sent her to a therapist and put her on antidepressants and all these things. And I wrote an article about this because I just started to look around all the type of kids that are kind of sent into therapy and given medication because they're not fitting a mold that the parent needs them to fit. That was the Salon article called, it was in salon.com about kids. I forgot the name of it now, but maybe I'll send it to you for the links below.
Right.
So I would really just say, be one step behind your child. And if something isn't going in the way that you think is okay, before you go nuts about it, really kind of slow down and just think maybe this kid is just different and has different talents and that they're trying to fit them into the wrong box and ask them, you know, how you can support them. Don't figure it out before you talk to them. Really try to get them involved in what they need and support that. It may be a different type of learning in school. It may be that there's too much chaos, that they have too many structured activities. It may be that they're upset about something that they don't know that they can talk to you about. So it's important to let kids know that you'll listen and you won't give them your opinion if they don't want and that they can tell you that. So really just being more tuned in. And I thought I was so tuned in and I really wasn't.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much again, Hillary, for these words. And I think being kind to yourself and to your child and seeing your child for who he or she is, those are the fundamentals of being what I think is a good parent. And I want to close with Bethany Saltman. Bethany is an author and she's also a writing coach, and she wrote a wonderful book called Strange Situation about the work and life of Mary Ainsworth, who's the mother of attachment theory. And I talked about the book with her in episode number 34, which is a wonderful, touching, moving, and really interesting book. If you didn't check it out yet, check it out. It's called, again, Strange Situation by Bethany Saltman. And Bethany's answer is short, but sweet and to the point.
Oh my God. Oh, that makes me want to cry. What would I have said to her? You're doing a great job. You love your daughter and just keep loving her.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and I wouldn't have known what that meant, but if someone told me that, who I trusted, I would have taken it in, which is exactly why I began studying attachment with Mary Ainsworth, because I trusted her and I knew that she wanted to tell me that.
God, I love that. And I really encourage you to check out episode 34 with Bethany. It's, again, one of my favorites as well. And that was the last one for this episode. I really hope that you found yourself in one or more of those answers, and at least one of those answers and thoughts inspired something in you. And I want you to think about this question for yourselves. No matter how old you are, even if you're a mom or a dad of a 1 year old, you've been in this for quite some time. And if you can imagine yourselves going back in time with what you've learned so far, having a nice cup of coffee, or again, whatever you fancy, with your younger self, right before you became parents, and you shared some piece of wisdom about being a parent with them, what would that be? I really encourage you to take that as an exercise and journal it out. And I would love, really, 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 I would love to hear that from you guys. If you would like to share those with me, just email me. Go to apparentlyparent.com/contact and you can send me an email from there, or just go to my Instagram account at apparentlyparent and write in the DM box for me. I would love to hear what you wanted to say to your younger selves. And if you're sharing this on social media, just tag me. And I think this is a wonderful exercise to do. Now, once again, I want to thank you. Really, really thank you for being a listener of the Apparently Parent podcast. This podcast is less than a year old, and I feel that I have learned so much from creating this podcast and talking with these amazing people. And in the next year, I'm planning to up the ante and bring more interesting content and interesting people, and helping you guys become more resilient, more confident in your parenting, and enjoy better days with your children. Yeah, you're gonna have chaotic days, we all have them, but you're gonna enjoy more harmony, and you're gonna feel yourself growing, because parenting is all about growing. Not only raising your children, you're also raising yourselves. If you have enjoyed this episode, I hope you will share it with someone you love. And also, please go to Apple Podcasts and find the Apparently Parent podcast and give me a review and a couple of stars, 3, 4, 5, whatever you fancy. And let me know what you think about this show. It will help me make it better, and it will also help this show get in front of more people who will benefit from it. So let's do that. Let's help each other. And now it's time to go back to the present. I'll see you again in the next episode of the Apparently Parent podcast next week. Bye bye. 1.21 seconds.